Well, Lee Story, Iran is conducting nationwide missile drills as part of plans to boost its defense capability. The drills, dubbed the Great Prophet 7, are being carried out by the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps. During the three-day maneuver, ballistic missiles are fired from across Iran to hit a hypothetical enemy target in central Semnan. Meanwhile, IRGC drones have bombed hypothetical enemy targets in Kabir Alut Desert in eastern Iran. Senior IRGC Commander Brigadier General Salami says the drills are defensive in nature and come in response to those who threaten the Iranian nation with military strike. IRGC Aerospace Commander Brigadier General Amirali Hajizadeh gives us more information about the maneuver.
Missiles have been launched from across the country, and many of them have hit the targets. As we had announced yesterday, we began the deployment of the pre-planned units to different parts of the country, and the process completed late last night. Our long-range missiles will be fired from the south of Kabir Alut. Given the range of our various systems, other provinces are also involved in the drills. We will be launching our missiles from different parts of the country, hitting pre-planned targets in Semnan Desert.
Let's review what these missiles are all about. Here's a quick look at these missiles that are being launched during the drills. Let's start with two of the ballistic missiles. The first one is called Riyam. As I mentioned, this is one of two. It's a ballistic missile. There you have it, Riyam. A ballistic missile. It's mid-range, it's radar evasive, and it's high precision. The next ballistic missile, its name is Persian Gulf. It's smart, supersonic, and is ground-to-sea anti-ship. The next one is a cruise missile by the name of Tondar. It's anti-ship and is powered by solid fuel. Moving on to the next one by the name of Fateh. It's a surface-to-surface missile. It's short-range and its upgraded guidance control system as part of its features. The next surface-to-surface is Zalzal. It is a solid propellant and it's quick launch. And finally, the long-range missile by the name of Shahab 3. It's liquid propellant and it is a single-stage missile. And of course, there's more descriptions behind the missiles that are being launched. Okay, let's talk about this with columnist and commentator Nader Mukhtari, who joins us in the studios to elaborate more on this. Well, Nader Mukhtari, we have here six missiles in total. You have two ballistic, one cruise, two surface-to-surface, and one long-range. Give us your overview about these missiles and, of course, what that means in terms of the capabilities of Iran's army.
Kaveh, thanks for having me in the first place. There was a time that if we fired a Shahab 3 missile or a Qiyam missile, it would be something new and it would wow everyone. But these are pretty much standard kit in Iran's missile defense arsenal. Now, the Qiyam missile in particular is an interesting missile because it is a medium-range missile, but it is solid fuel. So what happens is it takes only about 7 or 8 minutes to erect the missile and fire it. Now, with liquid propellant missiles, you have to erect them, fuel them, and then fire them. They take longer. And we see the Iranian missile defenses and industries moving more and more toward medium range or intermediate range missiles with solid propellants because it's a quicker time, response time, and they are you don't need to take the trouble of transporting fuel for them, and they can literally be fired from anywhere in a very, very short space of time. Also, Riyam is equipped with a multiple warhead capability, i.e. it can hit a number of targets with a single launch. So that is a pretty good piece of kit to have. But generally, these are missiles which are now standard equipment within Iran's missile capability and defenses, but there are others, more advanced versions under development, and they are more accurate, and problems such as being detected by radar are being looked at across the board. I.e., pretty soon all of our missiles will be radar evading because of the coating they'll be getting.
So aside from that, am I to gather here, looking at some of the descriptions, that it is covering pretty much the gamut, whether it comes to medium range or long range, and of course then the surface to surface?
Iran does have, across the board, a particularly good missile capability, and because it is not dependent on any parts on outside countries, it's first line of defense. Also, any countries that have ideas about Iran are aware that whilst they may be shifting forces toward Iran with ill intentions, behind them, their installations will be taken out before they even get to the Iranian soil. So that is always a good deterrent to have. And Iran really uses its missile capability as a deterrent more than anything else. I think Western analysts who have been observing Iran's capabilities know that Iranian defensive Iran's military doctrine is based around defense of the Iranian territory, and it's not in any way based around an offensive capability. So in terms of defense, Iran can cover a fairly good radius of action with its missiles, and it can carry out point defense, or it can carry out defense up to a range of 2,000 kilometers. As I said, if an enemy has intentions, then what happens is Iranian missile units will be taking out the logistics and their installations long before they get anywhere near Iranian borders.
And finally, quickly, if you can, it's interesting the media spin on this. They do say that Iran is showing its ability to retaliate, which is the deterrent factor on this, but at the same time capable of striking a number of points. They mention Israel in their reports, or any of the U.S. warships. Why are they putting those two in the same equation, knowing that Iran is, after all, a doctrine that's based on deterrence?
You know, the countries that have nuclear-tipped missiles in submarines 5,000 kilometers away from their shores and going around the world, they can't really call that a deterrent. Our deterrence is based on our soil, and it is designed to strike back at anyone with ill intentions within a given radius. They always make a hue and cry of this, but even they're aware, and the analysts are aware, that Iranian capabilities are defensive. But they should have no doubt that, given Iran's experiences with Saddam Hussein, that if they try anything, they're going to get hit back. I mean, self-defense is the right enshrined in the UN Charter.
That's right. Thank you, columnist and commentator Nader Makhlouri. We appreciate it.